So I am
not a good speaker at all.
I don't have any experience in speaking in front of an audience. I can't do this. I don't have that confidence in myself.
This is what one of my mentees told me. As I was listening to him, I could imagine myself in his position.
Yes, even I lacked the confidence to speak. Actually, I had stammering as a challenge throughout my life. And if you want to know what I do for a living today, well, I coach people to improve their public speaking and communication skills. Are you surprised after hearing this? How could a stammerer become a public speaking coach?
Also, not just this, I am a digital content creator. This means that I create and upload videos on social media platforms where thousands of people listen to me speak.
Isn't that weird? A person who was an underconfident, shy teenager grows up to choose a profession that is literally based on his so-called weakness. Or should I say, my assumed weakness?
Welcome to your weekly detox session. In this podcast, I, Devas, will share my thoughts, that is, detox to detoxify your life. I'm going to throw light on those thought-provoking questions that surround us. You and I, together, will be discovering answers to questions related to life, career, growth, productivity, and anything that crosses my mind. So let's get going. In today's episode, we are going to understand how experience breeds confidence.
Yes, experience breeds confidence.
How it is important to gain experience before feeling confident. So you might have read many articles on the internet that will give you tips. 3 tips to become more confident while starting a job. 4 tips to become more confident while addressing a crowd. 5 tips to appear more confident during an interview.
I know that these tips are helpful. They might be effective as well.
But do you know the biggest tip that one needs to become more confident?
Action.
Action is far more superior than just sitting at home and reading all those tips and tricks. Because even after reading hundreds of articles, you will still need to go out there and actually do it.
Yes, preparing yourself is important, but just preparation is not enough. You need to execute things in life as well. Yes or no?
When I was a teenager, I was low on confidence. I remember my school days. I never participated in any of the events, though I always wanted to stand on that stage. It was my dream. And speak like just other kids in the school. I never did anything in reality. I kept hiding and kept myself away. But when it was the last day of my school, meaning when I was getting my farewell, something inside me told me, Devas, give it a shot. If not today, then when? It's the last day of your school. So I went on to the stage and sang one of my favorite songs. Was I the best?
No.
But it was the first time in my life that I had gathered the courage to take action. And what happened after this incident? I felt more confident. And it was this small installment of confidence that helped me take the next time in my life. And when I was in college, I got an opportunity to anchor an event. And that little installment of confidence that I built during school came in handy. Imagine, I wouldn't have sung that song in school. I would not have the courage to anchor for that show. And what happened after I hosted the show? Boom. Another installment was added to my self-confidence bank account. With this added confidence, I participated in another event as well. I composed songs, became an editor of a college newspaper, and even gathered the confidence to approach a girl I liked. I could not have done any of these things if I did not take any action. Therefore, it is important to take action both for your personal and professional development. Let me share one more incident with you. When I was 22 years old, I dared to participate in Toastmasters International Speech Contest. My confidence bank, which was loaded with confidence from the last few wins, helped me win that contest. I was the winner of Toastmasters International Speech Contest at the age of 22. It was a dream. Those tiny steps that I was taking every day helped me become a better person. Taking action and gaining experience at every turn of life helped me become a better speaker. It helped me transform from being a stammerer to being the person you can hear speak. Tell me, would sitting at home and just reading books, articles, tips and tricks work? No, it won't. Enhancing your knowledge is important, but it can never replace going out on the field and doing things in reality. So from today, whenever you feel that you lack confidence in something, be it sitting for an interview, writing an email, approaching a person you like, anything in this whole wide world, go and take action. You will surely build your bank of confidence with each installment at a time. Yes, with this, we come to the end of this podcast. I hope you liked today's session. If yes, then don't forget to subscribe to the show. You can also connect with me on Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Till then, stay awesome, stay productive.